Hello and welcome to Mind Garden Stress Less Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to stress less and grow more. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I want to give you some affirmation for showing up today. Good on you for giving yourself the best chance to stress less today. I love this podcast because it's quick, it's quirky, it's always quietly bringing you back to acceptance of yourself. Remember, no matter your thoughts, your actions, your fears, your wins, at the end of the day, just being you is enough. Well, welcome back. My name is Dr. Chris Collins, and I hope you've been enjoying these podcasts lately, especially if you're a client of mine. You should know that I'm thinking about you all the time, and I try to produce some relevant content for you guys, but also things that are going to apply to your everyday life. And today we have something that I think is really relevant for many of you, and many of you in town, you've admired my wife and my relationship. And I want to share a little bit of our story. This month we've been talking about flow, and so I want to give you an idea of how flow works in relationship, or more reasonably, how it doesn't work. My wife and I actually struggled in the beginning, and it was not easy. It was really not easy. In fact, we joke a lot of times that it's really a wonder that we ended up together. And I think that it was in part because we were both a little stubborn. We both came from divorced families. And that was tough. You know, you don't want to give up when you come from a background like that. You want to be able to hang in. Aaron and I have been married for coming up on 8 years this year. And before that, we were dating for 2 years, technically a year and a half, and then we were engaged for a half a year. And it's amazing that we ended up together, because it constantly felt like we were walking on eggshells with each other. It constantly felt like we weren't seeing eye to eye. We were never in flow. Most people, honestly, would have bailed. And in fact, a lot of times, Aaron and I would talk and we'd have conversations and we'd say, you know what, I don't think that this is working out. More often than not, that was me talking to Aaron and saying, hey, I think that, you know, this is too much. We're having to work too much. It doesn't seem like we should have to work this much and try this hard. But each time I was convinced that we needed to make a mutual agreement. And so we ended up staying together each time because Aaron was willing to work. And as long as she was willing to work on it, I was too. So you would think that at the end of a year and a half and then an engagement for a half year, after 2 years together, we should have a lot figured out. And we did. The only issue was that we were taking on a whole new journey that we didn't realize in a more intimate and in-depth relationship with marriage. Here's the crazy thing about marriage is that you have a lot of expectations going in. You've been envisioning how this might be for your entire life. And then you actually get married, and it may be very different than what you envisioned. And for us, that was definitely true. So again, Aaron and I found ourselves in the awkward place of having to work harder than we expected to on our marriage. Now, I know some of you are thinking, okay, I get it. It was really tough. And for some of you, maybe you get it. And for some of you, maybe you have it a lot worse than Aaron and I did. Fortunately for me and Aaron, we were working together on it, and it's even harder when you feel like you're the only one working. I will also say, for that respect, that there were times where there was only one of us working and the other one was pulling all the weight, and we had to come back together in those times too. Okay, so I think I communicated that it was tough and that we weren't in flow. So why do I share that story, and what can we learn about flow from relationships that can be really tough? Some of these things that seem really beautiful, like many of you have looked at Aaron and me and said, wow, you know, you guys have something really special. That took a lot of work. It took a lot of cultivating, a lot of weeding. If we want to use our mind garden example, it took a lot of weeding out the baggage and the stuff that was really ugly. And it took compromise. It took some scary conversations and getting ourselves out of our comfort zone with each other. And I can't help but take this story and apply it to other things in my life. And this could be my relationships with people and my relationships with things that are important to me. It could be, you know, my job. and what it means to really hang in and continue to work despite things feeling like they're not in flow or not going the right way. Sometimes it takes hanging in there and you find that flow. And if we're, you know, dancing around this term flow and you're a little bit confused, I think after this month and really reflecting on it from the past year, the best I can come up with is this idea of being extremely present in your current circumstances. And that presence allows you to deal with the circumstance with ease. And when we don't feel that way, it can be really frustrating because things are not easy. That doesn't make them not worth it. So that's the point I really wanted to call out within this story. And it also gives me a platform to talk about something very important coming up as far as a topic for this next coming month. We are going to be actually diving into relationships, not just relationships like I talked about today with a spouse, but relationships with people and relationships with things in our lives. Specifically for me, I always like to bring things back to nature, so I'm going to be giving you some real examples of how nature uses relationships to thrive and to adapt and to grow more. And that will help you stress less. So I hope that you'll enjoy our new topic as we dive in next month. Also, big shout out, this is March 1st as I'm recording this, to Women's History Month. Woo, women! I am so thankful for the women in my life, for Erin, for my mother, for all the women who've impacted me, every teacher that I've had, every mentor that's been a woman, and you guys, you women, mean so much to the world. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We'll see you next week. I'm thankful for you today, my friends. If you want to be a part of a community where you can learn how to stress less and grow more, you can find our community at Mind Garden Community on Instagram and Facebook. Again, you've been lovely today. I'm glad to have you with us.